And now, James Gravel.
Did you know that the Bible says that we must have authority from God for everything we do in the church? In our last lesson, we discussed the importance of the silence of the Scriptures in matters of religion. If God had not authorized us to do something by granting us either generic or specific authority, then we are not authorized to do it. The silence of the Bible should speak to us as loudly as its direct commands, approved examples, and necessary inferences. But there is one matter on which the Bible definitely is not silent. That is what a person must do in order to be saved from sin. Furthermore, when it comes to God's will for all human beings, there is nothing at all complicated about the subject. God's Word states clearly that it is God's will that everyone be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. But how does a person do that? Here, from the Scriptures, is the answer. First, we must be willing to hear what God has to say. Romans 10:17 tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Obviously, we cannot obey God's will if we do not know God's will. Second, in order to carry out God's will for our lives, the Bible makes it clear that we must believe that Jesus is God's Son. John 3:16 informs us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Third, we must repent of our sins. This means that we must be genuinely sorry for the sins we have committed in the past, and that we must strive not to sin again in the future. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Fourth, we must be willing to confess Jesus as the Christ. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Then fifth, we must be baptized in water for the remission of our sins. In Acts 2:38, Peter told the Jews, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Are you a Christian? If not, we urge you to obey the gospel of Christ and become one so you can go to heaven.